Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Margaret Dunn. I'm the nurse for the Cherokee Tribe of Northeast Alabama. We are state recognized and not federally recognized. And I was wanting to know if Dr. Harris had a plan for the state-recognized Indian in Alabama.
So let me give you some phone numbers to help you with that process, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
May I give you a website as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And after you ask me that question, what is your actual goal? What do you want?
I'm wanting to know if we are going to be under just the regular state distribution for vaccine.
You're trying to get a shot?
I'm trying to get...
What do you want at the end of the day? You want the vaccine?
I'm trying to get the vaccine for my tribe.
Okay. So I don't know if they're trying to deal with tribes or no tribes, they're dealing with individuals who simply sign up.
That's exactly what I want to know, if they are going to make exceptions for the state tribes in Alabama. I know we have one federal tribe, which is the Porch, and they will be dealing with them in a different way because they're sovereign. We're state.
What I'm saying to you is, whether state or not state, the registration is just for individuals in America.
That's what I wanted to know.
So you have a pre...
and essential personnel first.
Right. So you exactly. So you have the pre-registration phone number that I can give you.
Got to call.
Got to call. Everyone has to do their own calling. That is correct.
That's what I was thinking. We're having a council meeting tonight, and I'm sure this is going to come up, and I wanted to be prepared to let the council know and the representatives so they could tell each district what they need to know.
Yes, ma'am.
I felt along the way it had to be on an individual basis.
Yes, ma'am.
First, and then they're going to come down with the age group.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, darling, that's exactly what I needed to know.
Would you like the phone number that they have to call to pre-register to get on the list to get in the vaccine? You ready? When you're ready.
I'm ready.
855. Then it's 566. And then it's 5333.
Okay, there was only two fives at the beginning? 5-5?
Eight. Correct. 855.
Oh, 8.
855.
855-566-5333. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now that is to pre-register. And that after they pre-register, then they'll be called at an appointed time with an appointment date.
Okay.
So you pre-register and then you get a call after, and you don't know how long it will be. It could be a week, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 4 weeks, it could be 2 days. You don't know when that call will come back to you, but it's coming because you're pre-registered. And when they call you, then they tell you the date.
And it's according to your age.
No. I don't know if it's meaning... Everybody of all ages can pre-register.
Mm-hmm. But I know we've been taking care of the elderly, 75 and up, in most
yes.
Cases. And the us of essential personnel.
I say yes to that while I'm very careful to let you know that when we pre-register, it doesn't say essential or not essential. It just pre-registers a human being.
Well, I just come through the coronavirus and pneumonia.
Oh, I'm so glad you came through it.
I did. I did it at home, though.
Yes, good, good.
I did not go to the hospital. I'm an old nurse.
Yes.
6 years.
Excellent.
I went to school, we took care of the whole body.
Yes.
So I know how to take care of the whole body.
Yes, ma'am.
I had to sleep at home, and I put it up to 5 liters, and I wore it constantly. And I have one of these.
What did you do? What did you do with the 5 liters? You wore what?
I took my CPAP. I have sleep apnea, so I turned my CPAP up to 5 liters, and I wore it constantly because you're going to have bed rest. But I have one of these best rest chairs. When I retired, well, I've never retired, but I broke my back 5 times, and I always slept in a recliner. And I got me one of these, I call it a super chair. That's just all there is to it. It
was
completely up. It'll put you in reverse Trendelenburg, and it's got deep tissue massage. And I would take and turn that thing loose, and it would beat my lungs and knock that stuff loose out of my lungs.
Yes, ma'am.
My biggest problem is you've got to have good O2 sets and hydration.
Yes, ma'am.
And this chair would stand me up. I'd set my phone alarm. It would stand me up for so many minutes. It would put me back down. It would do vibro-percussions on my lungs.
Yes.
And I had CPAP on 5 liters, and that's what got me through it.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that, ma'am. I don't usually ask questions. I don't usually ask questions from our callers, but that was great, valuable information. Thank you.
Valuable information. People that have these CPAP machines and BiPAP machines at home, this is a respiratory disease, and this will keep the lungs inflated. And if those that are even in a bed, if their caretaker will roll them to the side, put a towel on them, and do vibro percussions on their chest and their back, it will knock this fluid out of their lungs and they can get it up.
Thank you, ma'am.
If they would just move the patients around more in the hospital. We were taught, I was taught to take care of the whole body before they brought in respiratory therapy, this therapy, that therapy. We took care of the whole body.
Yes, ma'am.
And they can't do it. They are not taught it. They're shorthanded. There's just so many things that we learned a long time ago that they do not do anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
But people
I value this. Go ahead. Say it again, ma'am.
People that are home and have these CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea.
Yes.
Turn them up to 5 liters.
Yes.
Because you're going to be incapacitated. That's going to keep you positive pressure in your lungs.
Yes.
Vibro percussions to your back is going to knock that stuff loose.
That's very, 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 very amazing. I'm actually receiving that information. Thank you. Now, ma'am, I want to be careful because I'm working. I want to be careful because I'm the type who would continue to listen. So I want to be careful to give you the information you've called for. And we do have a website as well. And we also have nurses at hand for any other insight that you may want to give your group. Would you like the nurses information for your people?
This would save a lot of people. It would help keep this fluid and pneumonia knocked loose in their lungs.
Yes, ma'am. No, I understand. But I have to ask you if you want some nurses' information to give to your people when you have the meeting, or would you like a website as well in addition to the 855 number I gave you?
Give me the website, and I can pass it on to these district representatives.
All right.
People, but they can pass it on to our citizens.
Okay, you ready? I'm giving it you the website address.
All right.
It is CDC, C like cat, D like dog, and C like cat.
Uh-huh.
And then it's .gov, G-O-V. And I do have nurses who are dealing with any people who need information. And the Department of Public Health has made these nurses available to answer any questions Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Do you want any of those numbers?
Certainly.
The number 451-4336. And then 334-541-4571. And lastly, 334-314-9789. Okay? And that gives you access to nurses who are paying attention to the reactions of the vaccine and anything else medically related, who are practicing out there right now. Okay? So I've appreciated this call, but I'm very careful because it's a recorded call for a key purpose, and I want to honor that purpose. And that's to make sure you know, that's to make sure you know the information. Thank you for being open, though, and sharing that information. I call it valuable. Thank you.
If it can help anyone stay at home and not have to go to the hospital, and their caregiver just do a small amount of that, it will save them.
This I believe, and I've accepted the information. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking it. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, ma'am. You too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye for now. Thank you.